In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you're operating a motor vehicle, as it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you.
The Left-Right Game is brought to you in this dimension by Sonos. Experience brilliant otherworldly sound with Sonos.
Where have you been?
Oh, fuck.
I was waiting for you at home. You didn't call. You didn't answer my messages. You said you were heading straight back here and...
I know. Mum, I'm sorry.
Where were you?
I was out. I just had a few...
Don't lie to me. Don't...
I went to Bristol.
Bristol?
Mum...
You leave Dr. Moss's, you say you're coming home, and instead you take a four-hour round trip to another city. That's not normal, sweetheart.
I know what it looks like, but it's not like that.
I don't care what it looks like.
Mom.
I don't care about that. I watched you almost. And 2 weeks after, I didn't know if you were going to wake up, if you were going to be able to speak or walk ever again. Every day you were under, they thought they were going to get less and less of you back. You're not well, you're not. And I just wanted to help.
I appreciate that, I do. So much. I'm sorry, you can't help. Not with this.
Can you not just let me try?
You want me to come home.
What's wrong with that?
I just can't.
But why?
Because I can't go back. I would any other circumstances, but you don't get it. I've missed so much ground. I feel like I have direction for the first time in ever, and I finally have an idea of what forward is. I can't go backwards.
I don't want you to think of us like...
I don't. I never have. I can't be in two places at once, and at the moment, I'm needed somewhere else.
Who needs you? Alice? Even Dr. Moss thinks...
I know.
And you're still going to look for her?
She needs to come home.
What makes you think she wants to come home?
She does.
You don't?
It's her. It's another once. See, she sent me...
She's not coming back, sweetie. She can't. She's not even... You need to stop this now, please. Please just...
It's a shame. You loved her. Really did. Like, I've never gone far. Other people I know have gone everywhere. Everywhere. And I've always been in the same place. I've never been far from home. Not really. And I've never minded that. But now, just this once, I need you to let me go.
Come home when you're done?
Of course. Of course, Mum. I'll always come home, just, you know, a slightly longer road. Though, actually, I may need to borrow some money.
Next in line. Thank you. How long will you be in the United States?
Just a week.
All right. Okay. That's great. Well, welcome to Phoenix. Do you have anything to declare?
No, thank you. But, where would I go to, rent a car?
From American Stories, I'm Alice Sharman. Thank you for joining us. As the darkness closes in, I find myself leaving the forest behind, sinking down into the depths of my own subconscious, falling through the back of my mind into an indescribable place. I drift aimlessly for what seems like an age through a featureless, directionless, timeless void. I can feel myself fading away, surrender to an almost imperceptible tide carried slowly but steadily from the world. I'll never know how close I was, but I'll always remember the sound that brought me home. It sounded like an old friend reaching out, telling me that despite everything, we weren't quite done yet.
Rob.
Miss Sharman, you wait. You just lay back, okay? I'll finish patching you up, but you gotta go easy on it. I took the med kit into the trees and did what I could. I was coming to help when I heard a lot of noise in the forest. Went to check it out. That's when I found you.
The engine's running.
Wanted to warm up the place for you. Using shock, but since the battery don't run down anymore, I thought I...
No, I mean, how? I handed the key to Blue Jay. God.
Do you think I'd risk getting out this far with only one copy of my car key?
No, I guess not. I'm sure Blue Jay would have appreciated that information.
Yeah. She didn't ask.
I'm glad you made it, Rob.
Glad you made it, too. They sure build them tough down in London.
I'm from Bristol.
No, I know. I was just... sorry. Miss Sharman, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I would... It was too late. I just had to stop the bleeding. I hope you didn't... I never meant for any of this.
I know.
I'll take you home, okay? The wound's cauterized. I'll find somewhere to turn around. We'll get you to hospital.
No, I'm still game if you are.
You know, Miss Sharman, I'm starting to think there might be a little crazy in us both.
Well, then I suppose we're in the right place.
You're not wrong. We both should have died out there. I shouldn't be walking. You sure healed up fast for someone who lost... It's called negative entropy. Order from chaos. The road is fixing us. Keeping us alive for something.
Makes me feel like a lobster in a tank.
Yeah, well, at least we're in there together. Looks like rain. We should head out before it sets in. You okay for me to move you up to the passenger seat? Or can you walk?
No, yeah. Yeah, some help would be great.
Okay. Okay, come on. Careful. There we go. I got you.
Who dug them graves?
Yeah. Well, first time we had anyone to bury.
Why are there three? That thing in the forest.
Kid. It didn't know what it was doing. I think it was just a child. I know it hurt people. Didn't deserve to be left out there alone.
Is that Blue Jays? Without the cross?
Didn't think she'd want one.
She wouldn't have done that for you, you know.
Good thing I ain't her, then. I buried what I could find, but that was some state she was in. Did the child kill her?
No, it didn't. I did. I hid a small section of C4 charge in my satchel when she took the bag.
Where did you find C4?
From your son's car. I think it's time we did a second interview.
The forest is thinning out. We should be on the other side soon. One military. It was commercial.
Commercial?
Yeah. Explosive charges for controlled demolition. Bobby was in construction. He had his own firm.
He must have been proud.
Yeah. Yeah, he built that place from nothing. Touring his offices. That's one of the best days of my life.
So how did he end up here? You know, on the road.
Bobby was a smart kid. He was smarter than I ever was. I mean, he could have run a farm at 15, but country life didn't take. Instead, my boy moved to Phoenix. He picked up a college degree and got himself a steady career.
Steady career? It's pretty rebellious for a Guthard.
Yeah. Well, we were pretty different people. Didn't always get along. See, I was still a courier in those days. I was always jetting off somewhere new. Of course, I went to Japan, stayed there a while.
Hirokigahara.
Yeah, that's right. Changed everything. I come home after 5 years with a new everything. Bobby, he didn't care for the stories, but his mama died sudden while I was away. And we both wanted to start over. Wanted to be in each other's lives more, so he came with me to the Pacific Northwest, tracking down Sasquatch. Creature didn't show, but, well, Bobby had a good time camping, so he kept joining me. Before long, he was doing research himself. He was organizing trips, picking up rumors, strange stuff all around the country.
Sounds like a nice time for you both.
Yeah, it was.
So was it Bobby who discovered the Left Right Cape?
He called me up one day out of the blue. It was about 3 years ago. He said that he'd found a set of rules. Said we should try them out. And to be honest, I thought our tripping days were over. I was back in Alabama, and he was starting up a family of his own. But suddenly, he's telling me he wants to meet him in Phoenix. So, of course, I went along. Bobby knew it was real as soon as we reached the tunnel. See, he passed that way every day. And he knew that it wasn't supposed to be there. But there it was. He said it was the most amazing thing he'd ever saw. Amazing. So we charted it over the next 2 years. Whenever we could get the time together. But we moved slow. Now, we mapped the place out. We turned back on the regular. It took us a while before we got the courage to stay on the road overnight. See, he was terrified that the tunnel would disappear or something.
Did Bobby's family know?
Oh, yeah. Marjorie knew. She was a real doll. She used to work at his office. Kindest girl I'd ever met. She's funny, too. I mean, there was a decade between them, but you could tell that they were good for each other. Yeah, from the start. I mean, he shared everything with her, including the road. In fact, once Bobby got a little more secure with the rules, they started to map it together. It's exploring their own little world. A few months go by, and I'm hearing from Bobby a little less. But I expected that. I did. One evening, I got a call from the hospital telling me my boy he'd collapsed outside some ER in Phoenix.
Was he okay?
No. He was in a bad way. His legs all busted up, delirious, asking for Marjorie. They found her bag in his car. She wasn't there.
Bobby lost her on the road.
Yeah. That's right.
On our second night here, after we lost Ace, you told me the road had never hurt anyone before.
That wasn't a lie. It wasn't the road that got him.
What do you mean?
They made it to the forest. None of us had ever got that far before, but that time they pushed a little further than usual.
It's not exactly the Gufford way.
Yeah. Well, they were gonna have a kid. Yeah. Marjorie, she was almost due. She wasn't traveling so well. I think they knew that they wouldn't be hitting the road for a while. It was like, it was the last hurrah, I guess.
But only Bobby came back.
They explored the woods till nightfall. Well, Bobby said they had to turn back. Marjorie didn't want to. He never told me why. He never told me what happened. Just something came over her. At the end of that trip, she was still out there, and he was in the hospital fighting for his life.
What were his injuries? You must have been able to tell how he... Sorry.
Bobby took a month or so to recover. Needless to say, first thing he did was head back on the road to find Marjorie.
She was gone.
Nope. So he found her. Just a little sooner than he thought.
She's the woman on the 34th turn.
Wasn't a woman he knew, of course. He's standing there all day, just mumbling about the road. Didn't even recognize him. I remember he called me up right after he first saw her there. My boy's heart was breaking all over again. He tried. Oh, God, he tried almost every day. He was always stopping at that turn. He'd yell, he'd plead. He brought souvenirs and gifts. And she just stared past him like she was looking for him. Anyway, I don't know if it was really her, but whatever was on that corner, it belonged to the road. Bobby lost himself on that corner. After a while, his thoughts on the game turned to hate. He thought the road was something evil, that it had no place linking into our world. 1 weekend, he said he was doing better. He even said he'd been into work. And I thought that maybe things were turning around. Then he went quiet. He didn't pick up his phone for 3 days. See, I had my place at Phoenix at that point. I had a spare key to his house. And that's where I found a note telling me that he had gone back through one last bid to find his wife. And if he couldn't bring her back, well,
he was going to destroy the tunnel.
He's going to cut off the road from the world. I played the game in Phoenix, Chicago, a few different places, but that one tunnel is what links you to the road. I looked around his garage. I found the box for a phone. A lot of electronics over the place. It was pretty clear what he'd done. So I jumped in my car. I went out there. I just wanted to talk.
Where did you find him?
He passed me on the way back, just before I hit Jubilation. Oh, he's thundering down the road full speed, driving like crazy. That's when I knew that he hadn't found her. That he was going to take out the tunnel. He was going to end the game once and for all. I mean, I tried to talk to him. I called his cell. I tried to radio frequencies. There was a number on a SIM card documentation for this new phone he bought. God help me, I even tried to message him on that one. Even though I knew what he was using it for. I knew. And in the end, it was just me and him racing back to Phoenix. Now, he was faster than me, but I was driving better. And after a few bad corners, I caught up.
And he ran him off the road.
Cell service don't work through the tunnel. Now, he knew that. He was either going to blow it up on this side or while he was in there.
So you were trying to save him or save yourself?
Neither. I was trying to save the road. Now, you can say what you want about this place, Miss Sharman, but it is a doorway out of everything we've ever known. It may be the most significant frontier we ever cross, and that's part of me knew that it was too important for one man to take away. He was more injured than I thought. He'd hurt himself bad before he reached me. That's why he was headed to the tunnel so quick. He wanted to destroy it while he still could. I mean, the road had taken almost everything from him, and then I took the rest. I denied him his hope. I took away his chance to leave the world on his own terms. In the end, he didn't even seem angry. He just... He asked after Marjorie. He asked me why she did it, why she left. I laid him to rest there. visited the place often, but I never had a good answer for him. That's when I started prepping the next run.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So you posted the logs online and pretended to discover them.
I thought people would ask less questions that way.
And where did we all fit into this? Why did you bring us here with you?
I guess, I thought it was time that the world knew. I didn't want all this to end up an old man's secret. Honest to God, if I knew that the road was gonna... I swear I never would have brought you here.
You didn't bring us here, Rob.
Look, you don't have to play...
No. I met someone in the forest last night. Just like the one you saw in Japan. Static you see on a TV screen, except this one didn't reach out. I reached out, and it ran. Ran away fast as it could. I think it was you, Rob. I think I saw you last night. And I think that all those years ago... Rob? Rob! Rob, I...
Get back in the car. You shouldn't be out.
I'm fine. Are you? Rob, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know, Miss Sharman. So it was you, huh?
Afraid so.
I had nightmares about that day for 2 years.
Is it too late to apologize?
Looks like the mountain's up ahead. Sun will set behind them. We should get moving.
We don't talk for the rest of the journey. It takes 2 hours and 6 turns to reach the mountains, and a further hour for us to break out onto the other side. We travel across a thin mountain road, a wall of crooked rock hemming us in on either side. When we finally pass onto the west face and the outcrop falls away, the landscape below us has changed completely. The truck is traversing above a vast plain of salt flats,
a tundra of pure white stretching as far as the eye can see. I can just make out the road, cutting a meandering path through the tundra below us. At the center of the open expanse? Well, Rob articulates it best.
Well, I'll be. There's a whole goddamn city. There is a city on the road.
It looks empty.
Well, let's hope so. Seems like we're headed there.
Only way is through.
Yeah, only way is through.
Rob keeps his eyes forward. Despite the strange cityscape below us, I can tell that his mind is elsewhere, and that he's still digesting the contents of our interview. In the end, I think it best to leave him alone with his thoughts. We stay on the mountain for another 20 minutes, before finally winding back down. The space ahead of us is two-toned, the white of the desert and the deep blue sky separated by a thin, even horizon. The only objects that cross this perfect boundary are the hulking gray towers of the city, which breach upward from the flats and burst through into the heavens.
You ready, Miss Sharman?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Too quiet?
I'm serious. Hey, listen.
Rob.
Hey, listen to that. There's no footsteps. No birds, no traffic. It's like an anechoic chamber. What are the whole cities like this?
It's definitely something.
We may be the first people to see this place. This might be the furthest anybody's ever gone.
We should get moving.
Yeah. In a second. Moments like this are the whole point of it.
I thought the point was making it to the end.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Okay, let's get moving.
Accumulation, the cornfields, this city, they're just a few degrees off somehow.
Yeah, I get you. No cars, window washer platforms are down, but no one's on them. It's like somebody tried to build a city from memory.
If it even was built. I mean, maybe it's just always been here.
You're starting to sound like me.
Not a bad thing. What are you doing?
Heard something.
Then shouldn't we be moving faster?
Can't avoid something if you don't know what it is.
Rob?
Listen.
Rob.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Ah! They're catching up.
Well, then let's not stick around.
Something behind us, something loud.
What? What are you thinking?
You just have to trust me, okay? We still have most of the C4. Could you use it?
Not if you took the blasting cap out, and I ain't got time to make a new one. But that's not the only explosive on board.
The jerry cans?
Well, we ain't using them. Can you drive?
I think so.
You okay?
I'm fine. Just tell me when you're ready. Okay, throw it when I say. I'm gonna stop the car.
What?
They're coming for the sound. We need to be quiet.
Alice!
Do it now.
They're gonna...
Close the door. Themselves, but they don't understand it. They'll walk into fire, pull everything apart trying to figure it out, and they'll never get any closer. And then they'll just be quiet again.
Where are you getting this from?
I don't know. Just a feeling.
Pretty sure they would have pulled us apart, too. I'd say we're pretty lucky.
Huh, yeah. Pretty lucky.
Well, don't worry about it, okay?
I don't think they're going to leave, Rob.
They'll leave.
Okay, and what then? They'll still be everywhere. We won't move 10 streets without...
Hey, we're a smart pair. We'll think of something.
My arm hurts. How's that possible?
Oh, don't worry, that's what's called phantom limb. You got some sensation, right? Mm. Like you still got something there? See, a lot of people get that after amputations. Now, I got stuff for it in the med kit. Here. Now, you're gonna need these for the pain. You take 2 of them with water.
You have a lot of experience with amputations. Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot you were drafted. You never talked about it.
Been thinking about it a lot recently, though. A bunch of strangers brought together under false pretenses. Told that they were serving a grand purpose by some old liar. Guess it's interesting how time repeats itself.
Rob, I told you didn't bring us here.
That don't change nothing. Don't change what it did. Not to you, not Bobby, not any of them. Maybe you were there in the forest, but I was the one who started this. I was the one who kept asking what was at the end of the road.
What do you think is at the end?
Starting to think that ain't for me to know. Yeah, I've been moving from place to place so long, seeing everyone else settle down. As far as I can see, at the end of the road is just... well, it's wherever you decide to stop. Ever thought about where you'd settle down?
Yeah. Once or twice.
Well, they'd be lucky to have you, you know.
Who?
Whoever. Wherever. I was thinking, I know the hitchhiker said that you didn't feel like you belonged anywhere. Now, I don't know if he was right or if... well, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I'm not. I mean, he was right, but I prefer it. Sometimes I get scared how much.
I know how you feel.
I don't want this to be the end, Rob.
Yeah, I know, Miss Sharman, I know.
I don't feel good.
Shh. Hey, don't worry. It'll be okay.
Rob, what did you...
it's okay.
Rob?
It's okay, Miss Sharman. It'll be just like going to sleep.
Fairman to all cars. Fairman to all cars. Anyone there?
Rob?
I'm sorry, Miss Sharman.
Rob, where are you?
Down the road a little. Got myself to one of the rooftops. I know I've always hated cities, but once you're above it, the view's really something.
Come back, Rob. Come back, please.
Yeah, I wish I could. I do. But we both know that you were right. Those things ain't leaving. And you need the car to get to wherever you gotta go, so... best I can do is make some ruckus. Draw them out of your way. They still there?
Yeah.
Well, then you know I'm right.
No, Rob, I can't do this without you.
I don't think that's true, Miss Sharman. I think whatever's on this road, they want you to make it all the way. That's why it brought us together all those years ago. All I was meant to do... well, I was meant to take you this far. Now, you don't gotta listen to me. You can turn around and head home. But either way, only one of us is driving out of here. So I guess, which way you wanna go?
Well, you're luring them towards you, right? Are you ahead of me or behind me?
Well, I had an idea what you'd answer. But I can get anywhere. It's your choice. Same as always. You want to head home or keep going?
Stay where you are, Rob.
Okay, Miss Sharman. You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right, Dan. Suppose it's about time this thing did some good. They on their way?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on their way.
Okay, then. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna make it.
Good. That's good. Miss Sharman, if you find Marjorie, if you get a chance to let me know, well, that's more than I deserve.
Of course I will. Of course I will.
I appreciate that. Okay, they're gonna be here soon, so I'm gonna go radio silent for a while. If I call, you'll know I made it out. If I don't call, just assume that I made it out, okay?
Please. Tell me you're gonna be all right, Rob.
It has been a real honor driving with you, Miss Sharman.
Echoes of the final shot travel with me, long after I leave the city behind. The way ahead is laden with immense, unending possibility, yet as I disappear into the vastness of the white desert, I can only think of what I've left behind. Rob J. Guthard had his flaws. Marked by loss, driven by obsession, his good intentions often paving the way to tragedy and heartbreak. But traveling by his side all this time, I am choosing to think of him differently. To remember Rob J. Guthard as a valued friend. A good man. And, above all else, a great story. No matter how you tell it.
The Left Right Game stars Tessa Thompson as Alice, Amal Amin as Tom, W. Earl Brown as Rob, and Jane Wall as Mom, with additional performances by Stephen Malton. Created and written by Jack Anderson, directed by Emma Tammy, produced by Q Code, Automatic, and Tessa Thompson. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Recorded by Alvin Wee and Jorel Corpus. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design and mixed by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Will Files. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Talent coordinator, Shay Donovan. Special thanks to Joaquin Artrich. The Left-Right Game is a Q Code production.
Experience brilliant, room-filling sound with Sonos. Expand your audioverse at Sonos.com.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back, too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.